Just left the van to chat with Alex Petrelli. Alex, welcome.
Good morning.
Bienvenuti.
Benvenuto.
Come stai?
Bene, grazie.
Okay, bene, bene. You're here with the dog. So who's this lady? Sorry, who are you?
Camilla.
Camilla what?
Camilla Murphy.
From where?
Rings End.
Okay, you brought your dog down. Tell me about your dog.
Bruno, he's a year old and he's as high as a kite.
What's your question for Alex?
When Bowen Air walks and I let him off the lead, he eats other dogs' poo. Why is the reason for it?
That's a delicious question, Alex. It's all yours.
Love that. So, I mean, there are different reasons why dogs eat dog poo. First things we need to do is probably changing his diet. So what type of food is he on at the moment?
Pedigree chum.
Okay.
Dry food.
You probably want to change the... there is something maybe that is not going well with digestion. So one of the reasons could be because he's not digesting properly. So first thing, change the dog food. So change it to a different type of brand.
What's he eating at the moment, apart from dog shite? What food do you feed him?
Pedigree chum. If I give him anything off the plate, he gets to run all the time, so I can't. It's just I stick with the dog food.
You have to stick to the dog food, just change the type of food. Okay, so go to the vet, get some... change the diet for a few months. Make sure that you have a good recall. There is no point on just... hoping that the dog is not going to go and take it. At the moment, he's always going there and take it. So before, as soon as you see him with the nose on the ground, just get him to call him back.
I do, yeah.
Do you have treats with you?
No.
Why?
Because he gets to run. When he gets mad, he gets to run.
Yeah, but you can use the kibbles, something that is dry, something that is not different to his diet. So yeah. Make sure that as soon as his nose is on the ground, you call him back and you reward him. He has to understand that if he doesn't go and take it, he's going to get rewarded.
Yeah.
So that's what he has to go in his mind.
Yeah.
Remember, you have a beagle, Jack Russell, Whippet. So, you know, a lot of energy there. So the attention is probably lost once his nose is on the ground. He's a beagle, so he's going to keep focus on whatever he has. So he's going to keep following the track. So make sure as soon as you see him nose on the ground, you get and call him. You see?
Yeah.
Got full attention.
Yeah.
All the time.
That's brilliant. Just see what he did there. It's like magic. He just got... Okay, so did that help you, Carmelia?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. This lady here, what's your name?
Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. And tell us about your dog. That looks like the ultimate sausage
it's
dog.
It's a little dash hound, yeah.
And how old is she?
Lazy. She's 2.5.
And why do you say she's lazy?
She doesn't like moving outside the house. She doesn't like walking.
She looks a bit porky, all right. Does she like eating?
Yeah.
Does she like watching EastEnders in Fair City?
She just likes lying down on the bed or on the sofa sleeping.
So what would you like her to do?
Be more energetic and lose a bit of weight.
Alex.
Okay, lose a bit. Definitely we have a bit, he's a bit overweight, so we do need to lose a bit of the weight. You can take a light food, so instead of reducing the quantity of food...
Give her a Royal Canin.
Okay,
so... The Dash Hound, their own brand.
Yeah, so instead of going to Royal Canin... Dashhound, you can go for Royal Canin Light, so that is a obesity plan, so that we can start reducing the weight. Definitely, because she's too overweight, then she's going to find it more difficult to walk.
Yeah.
Okay, so reduce the weight, but don't reduce the quantity of food. You just have to get the food that is has less calories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when we got her forced, the kids kept feeding her everything. So.
So no it's food from the no food from the table, and just make sure that you give him the right quantity. But you do need to reduce, definitely, because she's probably 20-25% overweight. So then she does. It's not good for her.
Yeah,
so
you
do need to reduce a bit her.
So Weight Watchers for dogs is what we're saying.
Yeah, Slim World.
Get that sort. Yeah. Alex, Marie says, I have a male golden retriever, 4 months old, finding it difficult to walk him away from the house. He keeps pulling and wants to go home. Tried to give him treats, tried encouraging, sitting him down to relax. Doesn't seem to be working. Any help would be great if that's okay.
Hello. So, 4-month-old golden retriever. He's only 16 weeks. He's just a baby. Probably he's unsure about what is going on outside. So make sure you bring him to a different place all the time. Don't bring him to the same place. Have a tennis ball. Dogs, like golden retriever, love tennis ball. So start playing a bit more. Get him to play before you go out of the house. Get a bit of excitement before. We usually say always to do the opposite. Get him to relax before we leave. Because your dog doesn't like to go outside, get him a bit more excited before we go out for a walk, okay?
Okay, Carmelia, you want to ask something else, sir?
Yeah, twice a day I feed him. Is that right? Because he seems to be always hungry. And I give him a big bowl, like, is that enough times?
Yes, twice a day is perfect. You know, once they reach 1 year old, twice a day is fine. If they're less than 1 year old, like 8, 9 months, I would try to feed them three times a day. But now he's reaching the year old, so twice a day is fine.
I give him adult food now because he's so hungry. Is that all right?
Yeah. Now, adult food is... you think, you know, a dog, once he reach 12 month old, you can put him into adult food. Now remember, the puppy food has much more protein, so it is definitely they need less quantity. However, because he's so energetic, I wouldn't increase the quantity of protein, so the adult food is perfect. Yeah.
Okay, my 7 month old pup is still weeing and pooing at night. I tried to tried the crate for about 2 months, but she kept pooing. And when I would come down in the morning, she would be covered in poo from standing in it. I always let her put the last thing at night to do her business. I always let her out last thing at night to do the business. And okay. A bit of fat help there as well.
Yes, 7 month old, they should be totally trained by now. Obviously, there is something wrong. I know it's very bad, but you're probably going to have to start setting up your alarm clock around 4 o'clock in the morning, at least for a week, so that you can see what time is she going out. Make sure people do let them out last things at night. The only problem is that they just let them on the back garden, so they don't know if they're actually going to do everything they have to do. So make sure before you leave her out, go out with the dog, bring her out for a walk, make sure that she does do pee and poo before going back home, and then probably is the time to set up the alarm at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Just for a week.
Sounds good to me. We'll take one more before we say thank you, Alex, and good night. Looking for advice on training a Cocker Spaniel, 10 months old. There's some issues that I'd love some help with. We've baby number 3 on the way. I'd love to know how to handle her bowl streak better. I won't have time in a few months.
Well, that's probably, you need probably some help. A 10-month-old Cocker Spaniel and you have a baby on the way, it's probably time to bring him for a proper training class. Maybe
the baby or the dog?
Both of them.
Okay.
5 weeks course before they go in, before the baby arrive. This is probably the right time to do it. A good 5 weeks usually make a big change.
Okay, sounds good to me. Alex Petrelli, thanks very much.
Thanks.